when my wife told me her sister was coming to stay with us, I wasn't very happy. Her sister, Janet, was the most tightly wound 22-year-old you can imagine. Her standoffish attitude and harsh demeanor only served to contradict a body that most men would kill to have living under their roof. As the weeks wore on, I did find a plus side to Janet living in our spare bedroom: the smell and taste of her panties. I had been obsessed with panties as far back as I can remember. Most men look at panties as the wrapping on a present. I look at them as part of the present. When we were first married, I let my wife in on my panty obsession, and for a while she seemed to enjoy it. But over time her interest waned, and eventually she couldn't even pretend she was interested in my panty play. I had just woke up from a nap and found myself alone in the house. No cars in the driveway. The coast was clear. I headed down the hall and knocked on Janet's door. No answer. I grinned and let myself in. By the time I crossed the room from the door to the hamper, I was naked. Pants and boxers falling as I walked, shirt coming off just as easily. I opened the hamper and took a mental picture, wanting to make sure I put everything back just the way it looked, lest Miss Perfect find one thing out of place and start the Spanish Inquisition. Then I saw them. Dark blue cotton bikinis with black lace trim. I held them to my face. The smell of her pussy filled my nose, and my cock went from hard to throbbing in an instant. I dug deeper and found a pair of black mesh panties. My cock twitched, and I set the first pair aside. I stepped into the black panties, pulling them up my legs. They were tight, but not so tight they wouldn't fit. I wouldn't stretch them out too much. She wouldn't notice. I turned and looked at myself in the mirror, stroking my fat cock. They fit me so well, cupping my ass and hugging my already tight balls, my hard cock spilling out the front. I grabbed the blue panties and inhaled deeply. My cock was throbbing and hot in my hand. I was in heaven. Which is probably why I didn't hear her come in the house. When I opened my eyes, I saw her in the mirror, standing there, arms crossed, angry look on her face. Her strawberry blonde hair done into a ponytail, her tank top tight on her body, showing the curve of her breasts, her long, tanned legs slightly apart as she stood in her running shorts. Damn it! How did I not know? Her car wasn't here. She must have driven to the beach for a run. My once hard cock was quickly going limp in my hand. I let my hands fall and turned to face her. I couldn't say anything. The words weren't coming. She just stood there, silently judging me. I bent to pick up my shirt and walked to pick up my pants and underwear. Just as I stood, I heard her voice, more stern than usual. "Sit on the bed." I looked at her. There was something in her eyes that said I'd better do as I was told. I sat on the edge of the bed. "Look at me." I did. "You fucking pervert. Is this what you do? Does my sister know about this?" I shook my head. "She's going to." I shot my head up, meeting her eyes. "No, please." "Why? Why shouldn't I tell her what a pervert you are? Look at you, your tiny dick in my panties. Do you like feeling like a girl? Is that what you are, a little girl? You certainly aren't a man, you fucking pervert." I looked at her, unsure of what she wanted to hear. "You need to be punished. That's what you need." She looked at me sternly, and then the corner of her mouth raised ever so slightly. "You want to be punished, don't you?" I furrowed my brow. "You need to be punished for being such a bad little girl, don't you?" She was smiling now. I nodded, not sure what else to do. She walked across the room and took a wooden-handled brush from atop her dresser. "Bend over the bed." I looked at her, fear welling up in my eyes. She was holding the brush in one hand and gently slapping the wide, flat bottom against the palm of her other. "I can tell my sister all about this, or you can bend over the bed. What will it be?" I stood up and turned around, bending over the bed, my torso stretched out across the mattress, my feet on the floor. She stood behind me. "You're such a fucking sissy, wearing panties. I wonder if my sister knows what a sissy she married." And then I felt it. The hard sting of her brush. I cried out. Then again. And again. I gripped my teeth and tried not to let her get to me. But she was. My cock started to grow again. With each blow, it grew harder and harder. Soon I could feel it pressing against the mattress, and I was sure she could see it. "What's this? Is this turning you on? You're such a fucking little sissy." I felt her spank me again. I was sure my ass was going to be bruised. I was going to have to find a way to explain it to my wife. There was a moment of quiet, and I craned my head to look behind me. I saw her bent at the waist, yanking her shorts down, her bright pink panties coming down with them. "Did I say you could turn your head sissy?" I looked forward again. I could feel my cock dripping pre-cum as my ass pulsed from the beating. When she touched me, I shuddered. Her hand wrapped around my cock, covered in soft, damp material. She tugged at my cock, uncaring for my pleasure, pulling it down hard again and again. I was no match, and before I knew it, I was spurting in her hand, warm globs of cum pouring from my cock. I lay my head down on the bed, embarrassed and relieved. After a moment, I sensed that she had come around the side of the bed and was standing in front of me. I looked up and saw that she was naked from the waist down. I glimpsed her muscular thighs, and where they met, her neatly trimmed pussy. She pushed her fist in front of my face and uncovered those same bright pink panties she had been wearing moments before. I could smell my cum in them, mixed with her sweat and dampness. I looked up at her. She glared back at me. "Eat it, sissy." Tentatively, I pushed my tongue out, tasting the mixture with a tip. She grabbed the back of my head, forcing me down on her sperm panties. "Eat it." I opened my mouth and sucked on her seed-filled panties. I swallowed my load and continued licking and sucking, loving the taste of her sweaty, dirty panties. Out of the corner of my eye, I could make out movement and was fairly certain she was touching herself while she watched. I moaned into her panties and felt my cock begin to harden again. I turned my head, looked at her, and that's when I heard it. The front door.